News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
If you are just joining us here on this News Talk Breakfast US election special, Donald Trump has taken to the stage in Florida. He is speaking currently and he has declared himself, but he is widely being declared as the winner of the election. He will be the 47th president of the United States of America. And Tom DelBecchero, former chairman of the California Republican Party and author of The Divided Era and Forbes contributor, joins us. Good morning to you, Tom. I'm sure you're delighted. Of course, California, one of the states that Harris still took.
Well, yes, there's a lot of blue states. The country is divided, but at the end of the day, we had an orderly process. And I think in the months ahead, I think hopefully things will calm down for the country.
Yeah. And it's funny you say that about the orderly process, because there was a significant fear, should Trump have won, that there would not have been an orderly process. That's fair to say.
There is, but I think that was politicians taking advantage of the moment. And I hope wiser heads will prevail.
Okay. If you were to look at this election and try and explain the why behind the outcome that we're seeing, how do you think it was that Trump stole, particularly with the polls predicting neck and neck, stole the election from, and I don't mean stole in the way that he has used previously, but took the election from Harris?
Well, I think at the end of the day, Harris had a tough hand to play. The border was causing significant problems. The economy with inflation was a big problem. The wrong track, we have this right track, wrong track, was at 70-some percent. No one's ever been elected from an administration with a wrong track that high in the television era. And the fact that in foreign policy, there's two wars going on. So she had a very hard hand to play. On the other hand, there is a majority in America who believed that the politicians and the establishment in Washington, D.C. are not responsive. Trump has taken up that mantle that started in the 90s, and he has persevered with it.
I know you're saying it's things like the border, but nationwide polls would say that immigration was, as an issue, maybe polling around 11% as a concern of the electorate. But things like democracy were polling far in excess of that, that up to three quarters of the electorate were concerned about issues like democracy, which was one of Kamala Harris's, campaigning issues. Yet it didn't seem to land for her. Were the electorates speaking out of both sides of their mouths, as we would say here, that they were saying they were interested in certain things, but perhaps less so?
No, I think that the issue isn't one-sided. There's a reality that a strong amount or a large amount of Americans believe that the lawfare that was practiced by Democrats over the last 4 years was the wrong thing to do. And so there's a sizable group of people who think that lawfare is a threat to democracy. So it wasn't just a one-sided issue.
Do you think it was a mistake for Democrats to have gone with a member of the current administration, to have gone with the VP, should they have chosen somebody a bit closer to your own home state as a candidate? Would that have served them better?
Well, a primary process would have served them better. They did not have a primary process. They did not have debates. And so they had hoped to get by with Biden. That proved impossible. And then they tried to pick someone who had never run before nationally and have them attempt to run for the presidency. And that's just too tall an order.
Look, thank you very much for joining us, Tom. I know you've had a late night. That is Tom DelBecchero, former chairman of the California Republican Party and author of The Divided Era.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.